Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Nucor Gold is focused at the Enchi Gold property in Ghana. The company has a resource which stands at just over 1.4 million ounces of gold. That was released June of 2021. The company does have a resource update coming out in the relatively near term, as well as more results. And that's where we're going to focus in terms of drill results continuing to come out from that 90,000 meter drill program. Now, the most recent results were released on Monday, March 7th, and the headline really summarizes it. Nucor Gold makes two new greenfields discoveries at its Enchi Gold project. These discoveries are Tokosea as well as Siyum South. Some of the numbers here, we have just over 3.5 grams per ton gold, over 9 meters. That included a little over 7 grams per ton gold, over 4 meters. That's at Tokosea. Let's start with Tokosea. In terms of drill results that are yielding new discoveries, this is part of the overall strategy. What has you encouraged about these results?
Yeah, I mean, one of our stated goals as part of our 90,000 meter drill program was to, as we've discussed over the past year, obviously expand the existing mineralized footprint at all of our four deposits. And we have done that with a lot of the results we've put out over the last year. We've also been focused on going back to previously drill tested areas, making additional discoveries at those areas with the goal of moving them into the resource over time. We also stated that we wanted to make some high grade discoveries as part of this, 90,000 meter drill program, show that there's underground potential at our Enchi project. And we've released multiple high grade intercepts over the past year. And then the last thing that we've always stated is that we wanted to make some new discoveries as part of this 90,000 meter drill program. So we've done that now with these results that we've put out at Tokosea, Siyum South. And then when we last spoke as well, we made a new discovery at our Siyum extension, a parallel structure there. So we've made three new discoveries now at our Enchi project, which is exactly what we wanted to do and which we had ultimately highlighted to the market as one of our stated goals. In terms of Tokosea specifically, it's a very large anomaly, very large target for us, about 6 kilometers by 2 kilometers wide. It sits just to the east of our main deposit, the Siyum deposit, which sits at 725,000 ounces. So this is first pass drilling. We've released 26 holes as part of these results today. We've got an additional 30 holes pending from our Tokosea deposit, and the results that we put out, we're extremely pleased with them. And it's something that now will allow us to go back in, do additional drilling, and look to start to move it towards another resource area or deposit at our Enchi project.
Now, what about Siyum South? That was the other discovery announced in this news release. The results there, 0.95 grams per ton gold over 15 meters. What's important there is that's just from 25 meters. And that also includes 2.31 grams per ton gold over 5 meters. That's also from 25 meters. So these are a bit more shallow results. What's the potential at Siyum South then?
Yeah, so Siyum South sits just to the west of Siyum Extension. So again, it sits within trucking distance of all of the infrastructure that we laid out within our PEA. So anything that we, any ounces that we discover at Siyum South as well as Tokosea are very profitable ounces because they would feed right into the central mining heap leach area that we've designed at our project. Siyum South, again, a very large anomaly, about 6 kilometers by 3 kilometers wide. We talked about it previously. We did 3 kilometers of trenching at Siyum South in 2021. We've now done first pass drilling there, 30 holes, and we've identified some areas that warrant significant follow-up drilling with, again, the goal of moving them towards the resource category over time. In terms of all of the drill results that we've put out, both at Tokaseya and Siyum South, you've highlighted that these are very shallow intercepts. With our first pass drilling, what we typically do is we'll be drilling down to, you know, maybe 100 meters, 125 meters, so really shallow holes, really focused on identifying where these structures sit, make new discoveries. The spacing will typically be anywhere from 200 to 400 meter spacing in between the different sections of holes that we drill across these new areas. And then once we've made new discoveries, which we've obviously highlighted within these results, we'll then ultimately go back, do follow-up drilling, and look to push those forward from that perspective.
Okay, so in summary, as you said, you've made three new discoveries during this program, plus also the building out of ounces. Are you guys done this program yet? I know you're coming near the end of it, but how much is still remaining of this 90,000 meters?
We've got about an additional 12,000 meters as part of this program, so lots of drilling to continue over the next few months. We've got some assays that are currently pending from Tokaseya, and then we're also looking to go back to areas like Boeing. Boeing's our second largest deposit. We had very encouraging results from the southernmost end of the drilling that we did at Boeing. So we're going to look to get back in there and do some additional follow-up drilling at Boeing as part of this program as well. So we still got lots of meters to go, and we'll look to obviously continue to prioritize where we drill on our project based on the success that we've been having with the drilling over the last 18 months or so.
So does that mean, is Tokaseya kind of the standout in terms of the discoveries? I don't want to diminish these other discoveries, but sounds like you are going to get more drill results from there, but you also, it sounds like, drilled more holes in this area.
I mean, anytime you make a new discovery, it's something that we're obviously extremely excited about. I mean, making a new discovery at Tokaseya as well as Siyum South, a lot of work has been put into both of those areas from a trenching perspective, from a mapping perspective. So we're, you know, very pleased with these results and the fact that we've made new discoveries. It also obviously increases the overall, you know, potential size and scale of the project, you know, with these new discoveries. To a certain extent, you know, Boeing and Siyum and Nyam and Kwachikrum are four existing resource areas. Those are relatively low risk exploration at this stage. You're stepping out 100 meters from previously drill tested areas and chasing the structures to the north and to the south. And, you know, that's something we've been very successful with. But anytime you make a new discovery that has the potential to become the next Boeing or the next Siyum is obviously very exciting, because that just increases the overall size potential of the project. So our stated goal, as we've talked about before, Corey, is to grow this to a 3 to 5 million ounce resource. So making new discoveries at Tokaseya, Siyum South, going back to areas like Arati and Kojina Hill, which we've talked about in the past, doing some first pass work at areas like Nkwanta, all of this push us towards our goal of growing this to that 3 to 5 million ounce resource. So yes, we're extremely excited about the discoveries that we've made at both Tokaseya and Siyum South, because they feed into that overall strategy of ours.
So in terms of the resource, when you do update that, and I believe come out with a PEA as well, what areas are going to be able to be included in that resource, and what areas will simply need another program to actually define some sort of a resource to put into the global resource on this project?
That's something we'll obviously need to work through with the independent resource engineers, but ultimately, all of the step-out drilling that we've done at our existing resource areas, we think a lot of that will obviously feed into an updated resource. There's already a block model. There's already pits that sit there. So it really is a matter of just incorporating the new material and the new discoveries that we've made along strike. We're also thinking that we are going to be able to start to wrap an underground resource around a bunch of the higher grade success that we've been having at our project. So we're excited to potentially put out a maiden underground resource. And then, you know, areas like Tokaseya and Siyum South, I would expect that we might be able to put a small resource around those. But again, with first pass drilling and 200 to 400 meter spacing between the sections, we most likely will need to go back in and tighten that spacing up to, say, 100 meter spacing so that you can really get a inferred first pass resource at those areas. But we do have that in some areas. So, you know, we'll obviously work with our resource engineers to look to wrap ounces around all of this. But what it really highlights is that these are two new areas for us that with, you know, additional drilling, there's a high degree of confidence that it will add to resource over time. So that's really what we're looking to accomplish with these new discoveries. And we feel that we've done that so far.
Luke, what's the potential importance here of some of these higher grade hits? As you mentioned, some of the deeper drilling has hit some higher grades. You might be able to put an underground resource there. Plus the drill results from Tokaseya that were released on Monday. These are generally higher grade. The resource does come in at that 1.4 million ounces of 0.62 grams per ton gold. These results from Tokaseya, much, much higher than that. And you've had other results that have shown higher grades. So what's the potential impact you could see from the higher grade aspect?
The higher, where the higher grade obviously really kicks in is when you start looking at the potential for underground mining. You know, the pits that were outlined within our PEA and resource, they kind of go down to about a maximum of 100 meters. Once you start getting below that, you'll be looking at an underground mine. So if we look at some of the results that we released, for instance, at NIAM, we've now identified two feeder structures there that are grading kind of, you know, around 5 grams within the results that we've put out. So that shows the potential for underground mining. So those are the kind of results that we'll ultimately look to chase up. If you look at other greenstone hosted deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani Belt, including Chirano, 50 kilometers to the north of us, they're currently mining down at 800 meters below surface. They're drilling down at 1.2, 1.3 kilometers. So they mined out the open pits and then they went underground. So the high grade for us and the discoveries that we're making, you know, deeper within our project are ultimately to show that potential for underground mining over time. So that's something that, you know, we wanted to accomplish with this 90,000 meter program, and it's something that we have accomplished and that we're very, very excited about. Obviously, the near surface high grade that we outlined at the parallel structure at Siyum Extension, the results that we've had at Siyum and other higher grade oxide results, where that really benefits the project is that when it comes time to mining, you'll focus on those higher grade areas at the front end of your mine plan, which then obviously really bolsters the overall economics of the project in terms of, you know, the production profile in the first number of years, as well as, you know, that feeds into the overall NPV of the project, the payback, as well as the IRR. So these higher grade oxides that we've discovered throughout this 90,000 meter program, when it comes time to feeding those into a future economic study, a future PEA, and you start to move those ounces up to the front end of the mine plan, it can have a very meaningful impact. So yes, we're really excited by a lot of the higher grade near surface results that we've been able to demonstrate throughout the entire program.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's been one of the more interesting developments of some of this drilling is getting some of those higher grade results. We've gotten a few comments on that recently. Luke, just to wrap us up then, where does the company stand cash-wise to move through with at least the current program? And then undoubtedly, you guys will, I assume, have another fairly large drill program coming later this year.
Yeah, we're fully funded to right through to the end of this year. So we're fully funded to complete this this program as well as get an updated resource done. So those are two things that we're looking at, obviously, getting done in the next 6 months or so. And then, you know, on the back of that, we'll obviously look to, you know, look to potentially launch another large, call it 50 to 100,000 meter program. So fully cashed up to cover all of that. And then we'll make a decision based on the results.
All right, Luke, appreciate the update here. Very nice drill results. Thanks for breaking down these two new discoveries and also combined with that other discovery that we discussed last interview. We'll follow up on the back of some more news when those additional drill results come out. And if anybody has any questions for Luke regarding this drilling or anything else going on at the company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Luke, thank you again for your time, and we'll chat again soon on the back of some more news.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Good to touch base.